Heavenly Father, your message to the shepherds filled them with such great joy. May these same words we hear in our tongue cause the same great joy in our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name, amen. This is my first Christmas with you here at St. Peter. I'm just the interim pastor, the person that keeps things going until congregation can call a new pastor. But I must say to you, I have never seen so many candles for a Christmas celebration. It's truly beautiful and sparkling, and certainly adds to our joy this evening. Schalk van Niekerk was a part-time shepherd who had the job of moving a herd of sheep along the Orange River. He came to a spot where he wanted to rest a bit, and he saw a boy and a girl playing a game, and he went over and started talking to them. They were playing a local game called Five Stones. He didn't know how to play it, but they soon taught him, and he was enjoying himself playing the game of Five Stones with them. And more than on one occasion, he said, "This stone here, of the five, this stone here really is different." He wasn't sure how to describe its difference, but it was really different. At the end of the game, he said, "I have to move on." And the little boy gave him that pebble and said, "Here, you keep this to remember us by." And so he went home. He showed the stone to some people who also had no idea what it was. He finally found somebody who suggested that he send it to a gemologist in a much larger town in the country, which he did. And because he wasn't paid very much, he didn't have very much money, so he sent it the cheapest way possible, which was to put the stone with a letter in an envelope, but not seal the envelope, because that was the cheaper rate. Stone got to the gemologist, he studied it and wrote back and said, "This stone is a diamond." And the gemologist suggested how he should proceed with this stone, to send it to the Netherlands to get it cut and set. And he went ahead with that. And it was shown at the 1867 exhibition in Paris, which caused quite a stir, because no one had ever seen such a stone like that. And in fact, the news spread very quickly through Europe and through the transatlantic telegraph to the New World, where a sudden diamond rush occurred. People rushing to South Africa. The stone had been called Eureka of South Africa. You've heard some good news. What's your reaction? Do you know the value of that good news for you? It's not just the angels. My goodness, that was a lot for them to see and to experience. But what kept them going was not the angels, but the good news, what they had been told. "Let us go to Bethlehem to see this thing which the Lord has told us about." How do you react to the good news you're hearing tonight? For the shepherds, they were living out in the field. That's what we're told. Bethlehem was a little town, 4, maybe 5 miles from Jerusalem, because the temple was there. The temple needed a lot of lambs for the sacrifices. And so the lambs of Bethlehem were routinely shipped over to Jerusalem. And so you had a thriving little business of shepherds taking care of sheep. And it was night, and the night shift was on board, and they were probably sitting around a fire. Even if it was summer, which many people don't think it was, but even if it was summer, it gets cool at night. And so as shepherds, on a rather ho-hum evening, sitting around, keeping themselves warm, passing some food and drink around, were just biding their time when suddenly the darkness turned into a high noon light, something they had never experienced before. And heavenly voices of God's messengers broke out and told them what was happening in Bethlehem. "For to you is born this day." The angel had to say, "Do not fear," because I'm sure they were filled with fear. This was not what they had expected. They may have been talking about the local hero when they were sitting around the fire, King David. He came from that little town in Bethlehem. Local hero that they still talked about to this day. The king, the little boy who slew Goliath, the king, who lived 1,000 years before these shepherds. That's like us talking about King Richard the Lionheart, which I don't think many of us talk about. But the fame of David was that long in stretching out. And so they heard it. You live probably fairly ordinary lives. You go to work. You hope you earn enough to pay the bills and bring groceries home for the family. But like the shepherds, God meets you where you are in your life and in your needs. And he brings his promises to you to let you know of his great care and love for you, that he is there, just a prayer away, there to offer you his good gifts, but most of all to offer you the good news of his Son, who has won so much for us, and that we can have life in Christ. The shepherds said to one another, they were like a group, like a herd of lambs or sheep. One didn't say, "Well, I'm going to go home." The other one said, "Well, I'm going to go to the tavern." The other one says, "Well, I'm going to go to my friend's house." They all came together. We are going to see this together. We're going to talk about this together. And there was a real community among these men. They shared something that was profound, and they shared it together. Well, the world often divides us along race, divides us along those who have money, divides us along those who live here or there, those who have a better education over somebody else. The world is always dividing people. But God comes to everyone and offers everyone the same good news. There's no difference. Nobody gets more than the other. The good news of Christ Jesus, our Savior, who died for our sins. That's the good news. He offers it to all. And these shepherds encouraged one another as they talked about, "Did you see what happened? Did you hear what happened? What do you think it means for us?" As they raced along up the hills towards Bethlehem to see this thing. And when they saw it, they returned. They found Mary and Joseph and the baby, returned glorifying God and praising him for all they had heard and seen. For a ho-hum sort of evening that they were facing, it suddenly turned into the most joyous thing that they had ever encountered. They found the greatest news for them, and they returned back to their sheep, back to their job, back to their life, like you're going to return back to your homes this evening. But you don't return empty-handed. You return with the good news of God sending his Son for you so that you might have life. There are two simple Bible verses that tell us why we need Christmas and what it means to us. The first verse is from Ephesians 2:1. Very simple. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. It pulls no punches. It masks nothing. It tells it like it is. By ourselves, we are dead in our sins because there's nothing we can do to overturn it, to make it better. Sometimes we try, but often fail. And if left to our own devices, that would be that, dead in our trespasses. That's why we need Christmas. That's why we need the Savior. And this other verse, Jesus said in John 10:10, I am come that you might have life. Again, a very simple verse, words that even a small child can understand. But in that verse is life, life for us. We are not dead in our trespasses forever. Christ has paid for our trespasses. He died on the cross so that when God forgives our sins, we know it's backed up by the blood of his own Son, and we know he speaks the truth, and that he has prepared life for us. Schalk van Niekerk, the discoverer of the Eureka Stone Diamond, 2 years later, ran into some other children playing five stones. And he looked at the stones. Now, based on one experience that he had, looking at a stone saying, that's different, that's interesting. Based on that little bit of experience, he looked at the stones that the children were playing, and he spotted one that looked almost like what he had seen 2 years before. But this time, he offered everything he owned. Everything he owned was 500 sheep, 10 teams of oxen, and his horse. He gave it all so he could have that stone. A stone that turned out to be, yes, a diamond, yes, the star of South Africa, yes, a great treasure. May you have the treasure of the good news with you. Amen.